Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Sunday afternoon, 83-year-old Daryl Litke Sr. was heading southbound on US 101 just south of Gilbert Creek. For unknown reasons, Litke went unconscious. His wife maneuvered their Buick to the right shoulder and flagged down assistance. He was transported to Sutter Coast Hospital, where he was pronounced deceased. Sunday at noon, 25-year-old Donald Culbertson was riding his 1987 Honda motorcycle in a remote mountainous area of northern Delaware County near Sourdough Road, where he collided with an unreported object. Despite life-saving measures from emergency personnel, he succumbed to his injuries. Mendocino County detectives are investigating a suspicious fire that claimed the lives of two people in Potter Valley. When firefighters from CAL FIRE responded to a call of a fully engulfed structure, they found that some family members had vacated the house safely, but were told there may be two people inside. There were, and detectives were called out to the scene to begin an investigation. Two bodies were recovered, and they are now looking into the cause of the blaze and identifying the victims. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in identifying a group of up to six young men who are suspected of starting a series of small fires in the Cutton area. On Friday, a maintenance worker saw six males, ages 18 to 20, exit the woods behind Winship Elementary. When he later went over to the area, he found the remains of a small campfire and two additional fires burning in the woods. Firefighters were dispatched and the small fires were quickly extinguished. This is the third incident in the past week. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. State Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough's office announced yesterday the fact that Governor Brown signed into law every piece of legislation either authored or co-authored by Chesbrough that reached his desk. A sample of the bills passed into law include protections for the state's crab fishing industry, forest protection, and environmental damage mitigation through the prosecution of illegal drug production. Another bill was signed into law over the weekend that affects the California part of our region. Here's reporter Dan Squire with more.
One other bill Governor Brown signed over the weekend will require parents to obtain a note from a doctor or a nurse practitioner before they can enroll their unvaccinated children in public schools. Assembly Bill 1209 requires parents who have not had their children vaccinated and who want the waiver to be notified of the information related to vaccinations and about the risks and benefits associated with common vaccines. The new regulation goes into effect on January 1, 2014, and the governor cited last year's whooping cough outbreak when signing the bill. The bill also contains exemptions based on religious belief.
Thanks, Dan. More KINS News after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical... Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
The United States Department of Fish and Game will hold tours and workshops to highlight the success private landowners have had with conservation efforts. The events are in coordination with the Arcata Fish and Wildlife Office and will kick off with a tour of Bayview's property tomorrow, followed by a workshop at the Fortuna River Lodge on Thursday. Private landowners and conservationists will highlight innovation and the stewardship of private lands. For more information, contact the Arcata Fish and Wildlife Office. Humboldt State University will test its campus-wide emergency alert system Thursday, October 11th, from 11:45 to noon. The multi-pronged system includes visual, auditory, and electronic messages to alert as many people as possible that the system is being tested. The test is strictly a drill. There will be no evacuation. The public address system will broadcast electronic alert high-low tones, a spoken test message, and a concluding all-clear tone. White strobe lights will flash from various rooftop locations. Tomorrow kicks off the first in this series of three presidential debates. You can hear it on KINS 106.3. It will also be carried by Curry. That's tomorrow night from 6 to 7:30 p.m. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.